then he said, be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And in conjunction with that, and is a conjunction, not a separation, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Yeah. And so, there ain't no way God looks like that, okay? Understand that? This is an artist's mind. But a young man needs to know that he's going to be all
right. Right.
Amen.
Make this move. Make that move. And he's telling somebody right now.
Yes.
This is the move.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is the move.
Yes.
Woo!
Amen.
This is the move. This is the move.
And he said unto them, repent. Right. To be baptized. Yeah, right. And be filled with the...
Here's your move. Move here. I know you're attending your rope. I understand. This is the move.
I know it looks like checkmate. I know it looks like game over. I know it looks like you're going to be a slave to the devil for the rest of your life. But make this move. Make this move. Make this move. For the promise is unto you and unto your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, then save yourselves from this untoward generation. You've got to understand something today. I can't save you. Mama can't save you. Daddy can't save you. Nobody can save you. You have to do it.
Amen.
Young man! Young man! Make that move! I can't do it for you. Can you imagine that master chess player wanting to go in there and go, do. Can you imagine how bad he wanted to reach into that canvas and move that piece? This is
right. Right.
Nobody can do it except for you.
Right. Right.
You have to make the move. You have to make the choice. You have to make the move. Well, hallelujah. As they realized what they had done, they could not help the overwhelming feeling of checkmate. Peter stood up and he said, make that move. And in verse 41, then they that gladly received his words were baptized. When they heard, make that move, they said, oh, you better believe it.
Yes.
Right.
When they heard, make that move, oh, yes. Out of time. I don't have nowhere to go. I don't know what else to do. It's over. Make that move.
Don't tell me what to do. Really? Really?
You can see the wicked contemplation. But the enemy of your soul has been thwarted. Time after time after time. And he's looking there with such menace on his face. Yeah, get out of it this time. Yeah, go ahead and hire the therapist this time. It still ain't gonna work. Go ahead and do this and go ahead, but it ain't gonna work. And he's looking into your eyes saying, this ain't gonna work either. And that's what he wants to tell some of you right now.
Right. Oh, this preacher, he's just hyped up. He's up.
No. surety I can say I've stood at that place of checkmate.
God, I made a mess. I shouldn't have moved here and I shouldn't have moved there. I shouldn't have done that. And those are poor decisions. God help me.
Move there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Woo! Gonna be a brighter day, brighter day.
Yeah. Amen.
I was over here going, I'm not gonna wait to another moment. I'm not gonna, it's over, I'm done. And he said, move there. Woo! Brighter day, brighter day. Oh yeah, it's looking good right now. Oh yes, it does happen. God can deliver you. God can heal you. You don't have to take 3 months. You don't have to take 6 months. He can heal you today.
Yeah.
You don't have to go through a 12-step program. He can deliver you today. Jesus said, move here. Move there. Yeah. This is all you gotta do. This is how you do it. Take care of this. You're just one move away. Your life has been like a chess game. You make moves, and so has the enemy of your soul. You're consistently feeling like you're running for your life. And you're always on the defense. One bad decision after another. And now it's checkmate. The enemy's got you confused. He's got you depressed. And he's got you frustrated. Giving you the feeling that there's no hope. Just like this young man. You're tired. I want you to stand with me. You're tired. I know right now what I'm feeling. You're tired. You're overwhelmed. You've tried this. You, even though you've been told this will work and that will work, and you're tired, your heart's overwhelmed, your mind is nothing more than a jumbled up mess of confusion. Your marriage is on the rocks. Your health has gone down the tubes. Your job is a dead end. Your finances are a mess. You've been denied over and over and over again. True love has seemingly evaded you at every turn. Somebody tries to say, well, just call on Jesus. And you laugh. And there's some of you right now in your heart of hearts, you're laughing saying, yeah, I even had somebody tell me that Jesus could help me. And I even had somebody tell me that if I went to this church. And let me tell you, it's not about the church.
Right.
As what the name is on the sign. What denomination. What? No, it's not the religion that's going to save you.
Right.
It's a touch. You may be laughing inside, but it's not a laughter of joy, but it's a laughter to try to fake everybody out, but it's laughing in despair. You're trying to still keep the show up and keep up the facade and make everybody think that you're okay. But you're a bundle of nerves and you're tied and twisted up in knots and you don't know what else you're going to do. You're screaming inside. Can't get out. You've even contemplated suicide and ending it all because you feel feel there's no hope. Let me tell somebody this morning. You're not here by accident. I'm here to tell somebody this morning is the finally ordered of God. You're not here by accident. You may have made your last move, and your last move may have even been this morning, saying, all right, I'll go. I'll go. You may not have thought and imagined or even thought that there would be any way possible, but some way, somehow, you're here this morning. And through all of the confusion of life's twists and turns and ups and downs and all the things that have gone wrong, you're here. And the Master is whispering in your ear right now. Young lady, hey there, mama, hey there, daddy, you got one more move. I know it looks bleak, I know it looks like there's no way out, I know your circumstances, I can see it as you play this game in life. And you haven't made all the right moves. But you've got one more move. The king has got one more move. Ooh, there was somebody help me pray right now. You are here today. You are here today by the divine will of the Master. The King of Glory, the Master of the Universe, has got one more move for your life. You may have walked into this place this morning defeated, but I'm here to tell you today that you've got another move. You've got another move. You say, well, I've tried to pray before, but it hasn't worked. Let me tell you, brother. Let me tell you, sister. Pray it again. Pray it again. Maybe today the move you need to make is the same move that they on the day of Pentecost needed to make when they heard Peter say, when they and themselves are saying, what do we do? And Peter said, repent. Maybe that's all it is, friend. Maybe that's all it is. That you need to find a place right now, whether it's here at this altar or whether it's there at your seat, no matter whether it is standing on your feet, that you can lift your hand up. Come on, instead of having your head hanging low, down in despair, down in frustration, lift your head up. Lift your head up and raise your hands and say, Lord, I surrender. I don't know what other move to make. I don't know what else to do. Can you lift your hands up? Can you lift your hands up? The enemy wants to say, don't you dare surrender to him. Don't you dare surrender to him. I've got you where I want you. I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to take all your life. I'm going to take your family. I'm going to take your wife and your husband. I'm going to take your job. I'm going to take everything from you. I've got you in my clutches. I own you. I'm here to tell you the king's got to move. The king has got to move. Will you let him right now? Lord, forgive me. I made a mess. I made some poor choices, some bad decisions. I'm hearing it right now. I'm hearing the Master's say, neither do I condemn thee, neither do I. Oh, while the enemy's whispering in your ear, antagonistically telling you, you can't make it, you'll never make it, you'll never win, you'll never succeed. I'm telling you, the master says, move right here, move right here, move right now, move today, move this morning. I can bring your marriage back. I can bring your children home. I can give you a better job than you already have. I can help you with your finances. I can help you here. I can help you there. Come on. Just make the move and depend on me. I can help you today. I can help you today. Oh, you may feel I'm too entangled. I'm in a wilderness. I don't know where else to go. I'm telling you, the master has another move for your life. Sister, don't give up. Brother, don't give up. Hey, friend, don't give up. Come on, everybody in the house praying right now. Everybody in the house praying right now.